Austin from Chesterfield.
So we got Chief Suarez from Mohegan, and who else?
Nelson from Chesterfield.
Oh, okay. Dave Nelson.
Yep.
Okay. And no Turner?
No, he's not technology savvy, and he was trying to figure out how to get on, but he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to get on. So, but he
He
did
did
send
send
in.
me his sheets.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's I can certainly relate to that. So why don't we call the order? It is 4 p.m. And in attendance, we have Town Council Liaison Rachel Novak, Chief Messier from Oakdale, Chief Nelson from Chesterfield, and Chief Suarez from Mohegan, Julie Chapman, the Finance Director. I miss anybody?
Commissioner Perkins.
Sorry, Karen.
Yeah.
Well, you're showing up as a phone number. I'm sorry. Let the record also show that Chief Karen Perkins from the Liaison to Public Safety. Also, be advised that that for the recording purposes, Cindy is recording this. Since we're doing this remotely, I'll forego the Pledge of Allegiance. And we got roll call. If anyone missing is Chief Turner. And any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? I have a motion in order to consider the special meeting of November 3rd, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. All those in favor?
All right.
Saying aye.
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 Okay, motion
Aye.
carried. Motion carried. So motion to review and approve the quarterly listings of eligibility and payments accounts.
Motion.
And second?
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 That's to review the amounts. And for Oakdale, we'll start with Oakdale for what we're talking September.
Excuse me, this is fourth quarter, correct?
This is fourth quarter and the year for the tax abatement. That's paperwork that was due today. So
oh,
Oakdale, what's that?
No, I'm sorry. That's for so going forward, but this is basically the numbers are for fourth quarter.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the fourth quarter is going to be from September to December, correct?
October to December.
Negative.
October.
October.
Yeah.
October to December.
Yep.
All right.
So Oakdale submitted the paperwork to Julie for 7 and 7, 7 tax and 7 stipends.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? None. Motion carried. Okay, do we have
Can
a motion?
Can I just confirm that it's Karen Perkins seconding these motions? I'm not sure
yeah,
who's seconding
yeah,
them for
that
the
was
minutes.
Karen Perkins, yes.
Okay, thanks.
I'll clarify that next one. Okay, so for the Montville Company 1, do we have a motion for the eligibility and payment amounts?
Motion to accept as submitted.
By motion made by Chief Messier. Any second?
I'll second it, but you're going to come with this. Can I tap? Well, discussion now, sorry.
We have a second by Karen Perkins. Any discussion?
And what are the numbers?
3 tax credit and 5 stipend.
5 stipend and 3, and that was for Montville. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. For Chesterfield, do we have a motion for, let's see, we have a motion for the eligibility and payment amounts.
Motion as submitted.
Second.
And second by who?
Suarez.
All right, Chief Suarez. And what are the amounts for Chesterfield? Chief Nelson, do we have an amount? Did we lose him?
No, he's still there.
Hey, Dave, he just wants to know how many tax stipends and how many, or tax abatements and how many stipends, not dollar amounts.
How many tax abatements, Chief Nelson?
Weren't they submitted?
No, I didn't receive his via email.
Chief Nelson, are you there? Crickets.
Can circle back around, and I guess I can rescind my motion.
Okay, why don't we rescind that, and we'll go to Higgins. We have a motion?
Make a motion?
Motion as submitted.
Chief Suarez. Submitted. What are the numbers, Chief?
I got 4 for stipend, no tax abatement.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
Second.
Second by Karen Perkins. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Can you hear me now?
Yep, can hear you now.
The motion carried.
Okay.
All right, we'll need a motion for Chesterfield.
How many do you have, Dave, if you didn't submit them?
Chesterfield has 3 tax abatement and 1 stipend.
Okay. Motion to accept.
Motion made by Chief Messier. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
If you could just email those to me, we can get them processed.
No, I emailed those Saturday afternoon.
Oh. Okay. I must have missed it.
Thank you, Chief.
And before...
I emailed it to you, Julie.
Okay, let me just look here.
Before we get off the phone, can we just confirm the 4 firehouses and their numbers, please?
Okay, on Chesterfield, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. All right, and none opposed, motion carried. So just for the record, we have Oakdale with 7 tax and 7 stipends, and Montville with 3 tax and 5 stipend. And what was Mohegan's?
4. 0 tax and 4 stipend.
And 4 stipend. And Chesterfield was 4 and 2.
3 tax and 1.
3.
3 tax and 1 stipend.
1 stipend.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we're good. Any old business? We have our meeting dates. Are we good with the meeting dates, Julie?
We have to set them for 2026.
Right. All right. If we don't have them set now, then we got to do it by meeting. So if we don't have them now, we'll have to wait until next quarter, unless you want to do it now.
I mean, if we're going to do, are we doing the public safety days?
Yep, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Are
we still doing virtually at 4 o'clock, or what's the thought?
That works for me.
Okay.
Whatever works for you guys on the same days is better.
So that should be April 27th. And then would be July 27th.
Hold on a minute, Chief. Let me write this down.
Okay.
Yeah, let me bring up my public safety thing. Or do you already have that up?
I don't. I'm hoping it is the fourth Monday.
I know, right? I'm bringing it up now. Hold on. I mean,
as I get towards Christmas, that might not be the case, but
what's the next month?
So it was April 27th.
April 27th is a Monday.
Yep, and then July 27th, which is the fourth Monday in July. Then it would be October 26th, which is the fourth Monday in October. And then that would bring us into January. So it would be January 25th, 2027.
Yeah, 10/26, and then January what?
25th.
Heck you are, Michael. You are right on the ball.
That's great when I have a calendar in front of me. How this technology works in my favor.
I'm just looking at Gloria's calendar.
So we have four dates of April 27th, July 27th, October 26th, and January 25th of 27. Nothing like rushing the year, right?
October 26th. Perfect. And January 25th. That's exactly what public safety commissions are meeting on those days.
Perfect.
Okay, do we have them at 4 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock virtually. And a motion to accept the dates as proposed.
And we have a second?
Second
motion.
Okay, second by Karen Perkins. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye, but I'm in favor. But
discussion. Go ahead, Chief.
Can we have it as an option to just show up in person? You know, in case some of us aren't as tech savvy.
Of course. Okay. That's a good idea. I'll tell you what. We'll do it for the record, and as far part as the discussion on the motion. Those who want to be in person can come right into my office, and hopefully by April, I'll have my monitor in my conference room, and we can do it remotely right in there.
Perfect.
Will that still be 4 o'clock though?
Yes, I think, someone feels differently.
Doesn't matter to me.
No, 4 o'clock virtual is fine. If it was 5 o'clock, I'd come in.
Hey, either one works. I just, you know, some of us aren't very tech savvy, you know.
Sure.
But I figured it out today, but I might forget by April.
Yeah, I could do 4 or 5. It doesn't really matter to me either. I think Keith's the one that asked about doing virtually, so.
Well, that, and I think if I remember, Julie was in favor of 4 o'clock, so she's going to have to wait, right, Julie?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Fine with me.
Yes, and also I have a 5 o'clock TARP meeting on those days, so 4 o'clock works best for me as well.
Okay.
That's fine. I can call in.
Yep, okay. That's fine. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
We're good then. Any other old business? Okay. In that case, entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
We have a second by Karen Perkins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 4:14.
All right, take care, guys.
This was a long meeting today.
I like the remote.